I really don't have any choices. Please advise. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. It is the 19th of March. It is 7:02 a.m. The sun is barely trickling into the sky. We are heading, I guess it's like the last day of summer here in Australia. My mom says it's the last day of winter in Pennsylvania. What a different world we live in. It's one big blue ball, but what a different world we live in. Her days are getting longer, my days are getting shorter. We still have 24 hours in each day, don't we? And so I get an email this morning. I did skip most of the first 7 pages of it, just to be blunt. I read the first paragraph, note a couple of the highlights, and I got to the end. And that last bit at the end, I really don't have any choice. I really don't have any choices here. Yeah, you do. You just don't feel like it. And you're hypnotized by your 7-page story that you said you were going to keep brief. And I'm not putting you down. We've all been there. You see, you've got 3 fundamental choices to make. Number one, do you choose to believe? Do you choose to believe in you? Do you choose to believe what you want is possible? Do you choose to believe in the reality of your imaginal act? Well, there you go. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020. You've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. But really, do you believe in you? I get that you've accepted a lot as true. Years ago, I used to go to AA and NA meetings. I was trying to help a friend. And there's something about going to a meeting and telling them, no, I'm not an alcoholic. Well, guess what? You know, I guess that's what everyone says when they first go. But I was there because I wanted to learn. I wanted to discover what's going on here. And whether you like that kind of stuff or don't like that stuff, I noticed that there's 2 kinds of people in the world. Those who believe. And those who believe something else is the power in their life. For way too long, I accepted the stories as true. I was a sickly kid, I was an allergy kid, I was born early, my parents were poor, they got divorced, my dad was going to hell because he wasn't a Catholic, all that stuff. I believed the stories. And that's why I was a sickly teenage bedwetter. And then I came across this Neville Goddard guy. I didn't fully accept him at the time. I didn't fully explore him at the time. But I started to explore me. And I discovered instead of being a teenage bedwetter, I could become a teenage black belt. And instead of becoming a cripple in my 20s, that's what the scoliosis doctor told me, I could be an award-winning champion. But you gotta notice, what do you really believe in this moment? Don't beat yourself up because of what you have believed, what you have accepted as true. There's a marvelous power in this tiny little seeming word called acceptance. By the way, I don't like the word believe anymore. I don't even like the word imagine anymore. God, there's so many weird things people attach to both of those. changing your deep secret hidden beliefs, your belief systems. For most people, the word imagination just means, I don't know what it means. They come up with all kind of stuff. But let me just ask, what are you accepting as true? About you, about your world, about this next moment. Because I've probably accepted something different about you as true than you have. I've accepted as true about you that you've got a choice. That you don't need to be hypnotized by a 7-page email that you said you would keep short for my benefit. I appreciate your writing to me. Because it gives me a chance to tell you, hey, first of all, you've got a choice. Second of all, you're loved. Your faith in God is measured by your confidence in you. So I've got a 3-step action plan for you. Number one, listen to this podcast daily. Stop listening to anything that implies that you aren't, well, listen to this podcast daily. Number two, stop listening to anyone and anything that implies or insinuates that the power is outside of you. You are your own savior. You are your own redeemer. And you may not feel like it today, but you can start accepting that as true. So you've already gone to howtofeelitreal.com. I'll put a crass commercial in there. howtofeelitreal.com. And you've done the 7 free videos and you get the daily email. That's good. Feed your soul with that too. And finally, I'm going to talk to you about self-worth. Are you worth a dollar a day? Yes or no? People do all these self-worth meditations. You mentioned that somewhere in your thing. Deservingness, self-worth. Are you worth a dollar a day? Yes or no? I want you to decide that you are worth a dollar a day, and I want you to do ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. It'll take you about 10 to 15 minutes a day total to do each lesson. Because you put some time in to write a 7-page email. Let's call that skin in the game, even though it's hypnotizing you. I want you to put some time in and a dollar a day, because I think you're worth it. Send me an update every 7 days. Don't make it a 7-page email. Let it be maybe 7 sentences. What did you get from exploring this week in ManifestingMasteryCourse.com? Because you get to pick what goes on your plate. And I want you to start picking today what goes on your plate. And I want you to pick something that'll change your life. Because you deserve it. Because you're worth it. Because your dreams and your desires are divine in origin. You are how God has the adventure of a lifetime. Stop writing a shit show. And for fun right now, I'm assuming you're listening to this. I want you to imagine sending me your week one update. Celebrating something. Celebrating a shift, celebrating a win, celebrating an insight, celebrating the fact that you've realized that you... Well, you do have choices. Imagine you being as someone who makes choices that matter. As we go into the silence. Dive deeper, soar higher. What if today was the day that you changed your destiny? My name is Mr. 2020. You've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. Have a great day. See ya.